7:28 left in the contest. 64-61 is the score. Central Missouri with the lead over Midwestern State women's basketball here at D.L. Ligon Coliseum. As out of the timeout, MSU with the basketball. That's Savannah Carver checking back into the game, and she has the rock. Passes to Diana Jones. Jones dribbling with the basketball. At the top, she'll take an 18-footer. Rattles home. And it's down to a one-point lead for the Jennies. 64-63. 7:04 left as Alyssa Rhodes drives, and she is going to be fouled by Ashley Rush. Rush tried to get position in the paint and draw the charge, but instead she's going to take the foul. And that's going to be her first personal foul of the game. Sixth team foul on Midwestern State, as Shatoya Gober, the freshman from Waco, Texas, will replace Rush in lineup here. And Central Missouri will inbound underneath their own basket. Embry finds Hansen. Wiggins now on the elbow left side up top for Rhodes. Rhodes to a cutter underneath. That's Lee. She can't get it to go. She was too far underneath the basket, and it's rebounded by Carter. Here comes Jones. Carver now on the right side, drives baseline. That shot partially blocked by Wiggins, and a tie-up between Patterson and Wiggins, and the possession arrow is going to go with UCM. That was quite a battle between Jasmine Patterson and Wiggins. Rhodes with the basketball, and she's being heavily guarded by Gober. They wanted a double dribble, no call, and Rhodes still dribbling. Finds Wiggins, and Wiggins gets fouled on her way up to the rack by Gober. So Wiggins will go to the free throw line. Wiggins on the night with 25 points. And she'll try to add to that. That's a game high. She's 5 of 6 tonight from the free throw line, 10 of 14 from the field. She long arms the first one, so she misses it. 64-63 as Cadell comes into the game, and she's going to replace Rhodes in the lineup for Central Missouri. Central Missouri will play in the 5 o'clock game tomorrow as Wiggins makes one out of two. It's a two-point lead for the Jennies, 65-63. Gober drives, has her shot blocked by Wiggins. Outlet pass to Carver, three-pointer. It's good for Savannah Carver. And Carver, the senior out of Amarillo, Texas, has 16 in the game and gives Midwestern State a one-point lead. It's 66-65. Cadell, spin move off the glass. It's no good. Rebounded by Wiggins. She goes underneath for Lee. And a tie ball as Carter and Lee, both wearing number 11, tied each other up. And the possession arrow is now Midwestern State. It has been just a up and down affair here in this second half. Gober with the basketball in the front court at the free throw line, finds Carver. Carver drives to the free throw line. She stops, shoots, a little short, rebounded long by Gober. Nice job by her to track it down. And Shatoya now with the basketball, leaves it for Patterson at the free throw line. Carver on the wing, dribbles to the top of the key. Right side, baseline for Gober, leaves it a little short. Carter on the rebound, and she's going to get fouled. And it's going to be Cadell whistled for the foul, her third, team six. Midwestern State shooting 38% from the field to 41% for Central Missouri. MSU 35% from three-point land, 6 of 17. As a nice move in the lane by Jasmine Patterson off the inbounds. She goes reverse glass, and it's 68-65 Midwestern State. And now a foul called on Gober as Embry was dribbling the basketball. And that is going to be the fourth personal foul on Gober. So some players in some foul trouble here on both squads. Warwick also has 4 for Midwestern State. And for Central Missouri, Shippey has 4 as she heads to the scorer's table with 5:25 remaining in the contest, and she's going to check back into the ballgame, and she replaces Lee. Kirsty DeGilly is going to come in and replace Gober. So both coaches playing the matchup game here. As this game gets to the late stages, Embry rattles home the free throw. And it's 68-66 now. Midwestern State with a two-point lead. Embry, 3 of 3, perfect so far from the free throw line. Make it 4 of 4. It's a one-point game yet one more time. Midwestern State has had the lead 4 times in this game as there's a three ball put down by Carver. She's got 19 points from the right side wing. And it's 71-67, a four-point lead for Midwestern State. So Midwestern State starting to pour it on offensively when they need it. And Cadell goes up and a scoop move, and she's going to get the and one. And a foul called on Midwestern State. And that's going to be on Diana Jones. And that's going to be her first, team's eighth. But Cadell makes it a two-point deficit for the Jennies. And Cadell now has 17 points in the game. And she can't make the three-pointer. And Carter looks like she twisted her ankle as she went to grab the loose ball off the missed free throw. She looks like she's a little tender, but she looks like she wants to get up and try to walk it off. And she looks like she's going to be okay. She's walking it off. Exactly 5 minutes remaining in the game. And Midwestern State with a two-point lead over Central Missouri. Midwestern State 1-1 on this young season after a loss on Tuesday to Newman in Topeka, Kansas. A putback shot off the loose ball from Central Missouri won't go in the basket, and now it's Midwestern State in the front court. Patterson kicks it over to Jones, left wing. She's looking for somebody to pass to. Finds Carver. She's at the top. Right side wing for DeGilia. DeGilia drives to the basket. Up off the window. It's good for Kirstie DeGilia. And DeGilia with just her 4th point of the night. But extends the MSU lead to 4 points. 4:29 left. As Embry gives it to Hansen. Hansen working against Carver. She's on the left side wing. Passes to Cadell. She's at the top. Dribbles between her legs, goes through the double team, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Central Missouri. And if that's on Cadell, that's going to be her 4th. And it is on Cadell, so team foul number 7 on Central Missouri and the 4th personal on Cadell. As Embry is going to take a seat on the bench, and Olathe, Kansas native Alyssa Rhodes will check back in for the Jennies. Midwestern State with the basketball, left to right. Jones dribbling, picks it up, hands it to DeGilia. Right side wing working against Hansen. Drives to the basket. Baseline now for Carter, up off the glass. Rolls around and drops in. What a play for Midwestern State. And it's a 6-point lead now for Midwestern State, their largest lead of this second half. Chippy with the basketball, kicks it over to Cadell, down low for Wiggins, off the left side, low block. You wondered when they'd go back to her, and she makes them. Pay with that basket to cut it to a 4-point lead. Timeout on the floor, we'll take one as well. 3:40 left, 75-71, Midwestern State on Bob FM.